get this thing started. And there we go. So Candy Westbrook joins us this morning. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Did you panic a little bit?
I was wondering where you were at. I was like, I promoed Candy and she's never not been here unless there's been a reason she couldn't make it. So
I would tell you.
So,
I love coming here.
So probably, it happens to me all the time. Just get a little behind sometimes. You get a little busy and then all of a sudden you look up the clock. You're like,
yep.
Oh, I forget. So, but it is a joy to have you in every week. And of course, we got the virtual CNN going on and other things going on around town. So let's go ahead and get started.
Okay. Well, let's give some updates on some things. So Alicia Melton from Boys and Girls Club. Right now, they're accepting enrollment applications at the main 502 Walnut site. That can be every afternoon, 12:30 to 5:30. If you can't come this week, then you have to call and schedule an appointment for next week, directly contacting each site individually. So, Life Point Church, Sunday worship times, they have it on Sunday. And then Wednesday nights, they're doing a family night at 7 p.m. And then I think it was last weekend, their Touch of Life Ministries outreach gave out socks and shoes for children and everything. They still have some available. So if you need or you know someone who is in need, make sure to call them and they can get those connected for all those school-age children. Leanne Stein from the library, they're having a movie night August 25th at 4 p.m. It's limited seating, so you have to call to sign up. They're going to be playing Scoob 2020. It's the new Scooby-Doo. I want to see it.
Ooh, Scoob.
Their first young adult book club is starting at 4 p.m. on Thursday, August 27th. They'll be doing all the bright places. They do have some new hours starting September 1st due to COVID. So they're going to be shortening their hours, which just makes me sad. But Monday through Thursday, they'll be open 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday, they will close at 4:30. And then Saturday and Sunday, they're going to close altogether. So make sure if you need to use the library services, get in during the week starting on September 1st. They are hiring for a full-time library assistant position, so go on to their library webpage for more information. This next thing, I am excited. This is an annual event, and I think it started 2-3 years ago, but it's great. It's RSVP of Fort County. In remembrance of the events of 9/11, they started a Sirens and Snacks project to help the local law enforcement have snacks on hand whenever they're in contact with children in our community. So what you can do is donations of individually wrapped, non-perishable food items can be dropped off at the chamber. We're one of the major locations. And then we'll collect all those, and then they will distribute them to the law enforcement on 9/11. So if you have any goods that you want to donate to the cause, this is a really cool project that they do, and I love that our officers can have that in their cars. So drop those off to the chamber in the next couple of weeks. Plus, you get to see me. So First United Methodist, Pastor Mark started up a Monday morning musings at First United Methodist, and it's going great. It's just, you know, if you're kind of like me, you want a little bit of motivational message on Monday morning, so jump on there on Facebook. Due to technical difficulties with our live streaming, the Sunday worship service is now being recorded, and then they place it on Facebook for viewing. So still have in-person Sunday worship with precautions. Sam Kudrick from Visit Coffeyville. The 100-mile sale is coming. So for all those bargain shoppers out there, love going to all the garage sales. We are going to have that again this year. That's September 11th and 12th. If you'd like to be on the map, come to the chamber. You have to pay $5, cash or check. And the deadline to get on the map is Monday, September 7th by 5 p.m. Outdoor movie night is coming up this Friday. Yay! And that'll be at dusk in front of the Midland Theater. And they're going to be playing The Greatest Showman.
I have not seen that yet, but I think we'll be coming down this weekend. I got my kids this weekend, and plus, we don't have to go anywhere like I did the last time they did the movie.
Yeah.
So I'll see if I still have their lawn chairs, and we'll come out and watch it. Have you seen it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so is it a good movie for kids?
Yes, I did. Yes, okay, yes. So. It's definitely a good kid movie. It's not as rambunctious and cartoonish for some young kids.
Right.
It's still goes pretty good. Yeah,
okay.
It's really good. So, yep. So that is this Friday. And then, of course, we'll have another one next month. So, Bounce Back Bucks. Always a tongue twister. We did that this summer.
Gotta watch how you say that sometimes.
I know
that's why you went bounce back bucks.
Gotta say it. Baby's got back. So if you still have some of those, you need to make sure to turn those in before the end of the month. Those had an expiration date on them. And so we want to make sure everybody gets their money back or gets to be able to use them. So make sure you turn those in by the end of August. And then the businesses have till the end of September to get them turned into us for reimbursement.
Okay.
So we're hoping to be able to do that again this holiday season. So more information coming on that.
Oh, that would definitely be a great holiday thing.
Yes, it's going to be fun. So we'll do that around Thanksgiving time until mid-December. And, until we run out of money anyway. But money is not endless. But it was fun to do, and we're excited to do that again. So save the date. We have a business after hours virtual style coming up on September 3rd. So it's going to be a Zoom meeting, but it's going to give everybody a chance to meet our board. So if you want to know kind of who runs the chamber, who's behind the scenes, who serves the board of directors, then you can jump on. We're hoping to have little goodie bags that we give out to everybody that signs up. So whether you're at your office or home, you'll have your own little goodie bag.
Ooh.
And your favorite cocktail, and then you can jump on and meet our board and have some fun. So September 3rd. We are working on a legislative forum, and that'll be partnered with the Chamber and KGGF. It'll be broadcast live on the radio as well as Facebook Live. And so we'll be able to have it where you can watch it later as well. So working on the dates now, but we are going to have a legislative forum so that you can be informed of all the candidates running for office in November. Wanted to let everybody know about some opportunities for information. We have a community newsletter that we send out every week. And if you're not on the list for that, it's super easy to get signed up. You can call us, give us your email. You can jump on the website, whatever. But we have things on there all the time. For example, this past week, we shared all the different projects going on in town of people kind of doing a facelift, so to speak. And I love seeing that. I just love the community pride that we have. So a lot of businesses being painted. If you've noticed, like Diamond Collision looks amazing. Carter Automotive did those windows, a paint that almost looks like stained glass window.
Right.
So they're beautiful. And they actually did a video, and I have got it on our Facebook page, that shows kind of the behind the scenes of how they did it and everything. But a lot of just neat projects going on all over town. So we love seeing that. But that was in our newsletter, as well as a list of banned sanitizers. They're starting to find out that some of those hand sanitizers that came out because everybody was panicking, we needed them
right
back. Some of them weren't following the right guidelines, and they have ingredients
in them. Now I'm like worried now. I'm looking
no,
here at this.
No, it's not so. Your ma- none of the major ones.
So, okay,
like,
so.
Germex is good.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
All your major normal
okay,
ones.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
What is the ingredient they say is bad in it? That,
I don't know.
Because this one is ethyl alcohol, 70%. So
no, I think that's okay. It's
okay.
There's something else that
just
they
make
put.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to do something horrible. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go to the hospital.
I know. No, there's something else. It's weird off-brand things. But again, that like I said, that's in my newsletter, and then things like that that I send out every week, so letting everybody know.
Okay.
What the latest.
So the one of those ones you had never seen before, basically.
Probably
most,
not.
Most likely.
No,
so
it's not your common ones because
okay.
Most of the national companies have to go. They're pretty strict.
Right.
So
you get these really off-brand from out of the country, pretty much, for the
yes.
most part. They just slid in and said,
yeah.
hey, try to get a little foot in the market, I guess,
yeah.
but not doing it exactly legally either. So and
well,
not
and
using the right
had
ingredients.
An ingredient that people didn't realize at the time was so dangerous.
Right.
And this is so sad that people even think to do this. But one of the reasons why they found out it was bad was because people were ingesting it. Thinking it's alcohol,
why?
So I'm
no.
going to drink my hand sanitizer.
No, that's not
really
that kind of alcohol. It's a completely
no.
different alcohol. I mean,
do not drink sanitizer. Oh, my
drink
gosh.
Drink your edible alcohol, not hand sanitizer alcohol. I mean, come on, guys.
sad. one of the questions I had this past week was, how do groups in town decide whether to have an event? we've had some events canceled, and we've had people, you know, in town like mad because this event or that event that somebody was hosting was canceled. Other people mad that event wasn't canceled and they find out somebody got the virus that week. Mm-hmm. And so it's really tough to decide, do we or do we not? But I want to make sure everybody knows that when an organization decides not to hold an event, it's not necessarily because of health or fear. Some of that plays into it, yes.
Right.
But a lot of times it's because of sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
So many sponsorships have had to be cut this year.
I think people forget about that on a lot of things. Sponsorships are usually pay for those events
exactly.
to happen.
Like, we don't have just lots of money in our pockets. Most groups, nonprofits in town, they're a nonprofit. I mean, they're holding an event.
You see those small minor league baseball teams? There's a reason why the wall is not bare, why it's full of advertisements, because those sponsorships are paying to have that out
yes.
there, and that money pays for that club, for those really small, like independent ones
right.
that aren't owned by major league
mm-hmm.
clubs.
Mm-hmm.
They use that sponsorship to pay for that club.
Yeah.
I mean, so
exactly.
it takes money to run stuff.
It does. And it also takes, you know, certain key players and volunteers. And sometimes some of those players or those volunteers are like, you know, maybe I am in a position where I can't risk it for my health. And so they step back. Well, then now you've got less volunteers putting on the event. So that makes a difference. I'll give you an example. We started up our first annual Brew Fest last year downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. We loved it. We were excited. This year we're supposed to be double the amount. Unfortunately, sponsorships, volunteers played into it. But also, I had a hard time getting breweries to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were coming from far away, and they're like, I just don't know. I don't know what's going to be happening at that time, and I can't commit. And I can't plan an event 3 weeks in advance. You know,
right.
It takes months.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of those events that we had to cancel this year just because we didn't have the support.
And right.
It wasn't about being out, you know, that health, because we were going to be outdoors.
Right, right.
Anyway, we hope we can do more events. You know, personally, I worry about the long-term effects of having things shut down and not having events, but not everybody's as comfortable as I am, so we just have to be careful. There are some things on the horizon in September, though, so we do have a community calendar coming out next week, so there are a few things coming up in September. Yay, get to do a few things out there. And we are working at the chamber right now on a possible scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
So it'll be something where that can be done without a massive group. It's just mm-hmm. you and two others in your car.
Right.
And so you're going to be driving around town and doing a scavenger hunt, and we'll have prizes and possibly food and drinks and some other stuff. So stay on the alert on our Facebook page, and we'll post about that in the next couple of weeks if it gets worked out. Last thing I wanted to just say is a final thought on what does the chamber do? I had somebody ask one day about, you know, events. And since we haven't had any events, what do you do all day, Candy? I'm like, well, events are just a sliver of what a chamber of commerce mm-hmm. does. And it really has changed a lot over the years. The last 50 years, we have changed a little bit about how we do our business because, number one, our primary focus is on making sure our businesses are successful.
Right.
And they have changed over 50 years.
Right.
So their needs have changed. So we've kind of shifted a little bit to help them. So our primary focus is on how do we support, train, educate, give resources to the businesses to make sure that they stay open and stay in Coffeyville. The involvement has also changed. I found something the other day. So this is a do you know fact. 2001, I looked up some old records. We had, I think it was eight committees and 79 volunteers at the chamber that helped out with all kinds of stuff, from beautification projects, events, economic development, downtown. I mean, you name it, we had volunteers, 80 volunteers. Do you know how many volunteers I have now?
How many? Oh, wow. Zero.
We have no committees. It's hard to find committees because everybody's, you know, got families and they're busy and they're working.
Right.
And so it's one of those things where we can make some changes and we can do more in the community, but it takes boots on the ground and it takes everybody to care. So, hey, if you're listening out there and you're interested in a project or an event or working on issues in our community, let me know. The chamber's behind you. We can help a group get started, or we can even form you know, a committee or a task force or whatever, we can support you and we can help it, but we just can't run it all without those 80 volunteers.
Right. Well, the volunteers shrink to nothing, and it makes it really hard to do a lot of that stuff.
It does. So we still have our ambassador group, though, and they're amazing. I love them. And so they're active in the community, and they help us a lot. But it does, like I said, it does take involvement. So anyway, call me. Let's talk anytime.
So. All right. So, and maybe you can get some volunteers. So there we go. All right. Well, Candy, I thank you so much for coming in today. Always a lot of good stuff. Are you going to be at the Midland this Friday?
I am hoping to, yes.
So hopefully, yes. You've seen my kids. You've met my kids before.
I think so.
Yeah, they were sitting in there and being very quiet, which is so odd because at home they're crazy and they're all over the place. But it seems maybe just the parenting by her mom and by myself, when they're in public, they know to be quiet and act like good gentlemen.
No,
so
that's awesome.
And it's so funny, Denise up front, she's like, I didn't even know your kids were here. They were so quiet. And it's like, well, good. I'm glad.
So, awesome.
Plus, when you put a laptop in front of them and have a movie playing, that makes them happy.
It does help.
All right. Yep. All right. Well, Candy, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll restart open line. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you want to weigh in on today's Nichols Hitching Pulse poll question of the day, you could do that as well. You're listening to the Mighty 690.